August 13. Impressions, feelings, and drugs. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Psalm 119, 104. There are many restless spirits who will not submit to discipline, system, and order. They think that their liberties would be abridged were they to lay aside their own judgment and submit to the judgment of those of experience. The work of God will not progress unless there is a disposition to submit to order and expel a reckless, disorderly spirit of fanaticism from their meetings. Impressions and feelings are no sure evidence that a person is led by the Lord. Satan will, if he is unsuspected, give feelings and impressions. These are not safe guides. All should thoroughly acquaint themselves with the evidences of our faith, and the great study should be how they can adorn their profession and bear fruit to the glory of God. For some time he, a patient at the Battle Creek Sanitarium, had thought he was obtaining new light. He was very ill and must soon die. Those to whom he presented his views listened to him eagerly, and some thought him inspired. To many his reasoning seemed to be without a flaw. They told of his powerful exhortations in his sick room. Most wonderful views passed before him. But what was the source of his inspiration? It was the morphine given him to relieve his pain. The poisons contained in many so-called remedies create habits and appetites that mean ruin to both soul and body. Many of the popular nostrums called patent medicines and even some of the drugs dispensed by physicians act a part in laying the foundation of the liquor habit, the opium habit, the morphine habit that are so terrible a curse to society. If the blessing that those who claim to be sanctified have received leads them to rely upon some particular emotion, and they declare there is no need of searching the Scriptures that they may know God's revealed will, then the supposed blessing is a counterfeit, for it leads its possessors to place value on their own unsanctified emotions and fancies, and to close their ears to the voice of God in His Word.